Chapter 5. Leave Marion to you. Apostrophe, apostrophe, she has always been a sacred charge to me, Alfred. She is doubly so now. I will be faithful to my trust, believe me. Apostrophe, I do believe it, Grace. I know it well. Who could look upon your face, and hear your voice, and not know it? Ah, Grace. If I had your well-governed heart, and tranquil mind, how bravely I would leave this place today. Apostrophe, apostrophe, would you? Apostrophe, apostrophe, she answered with a quiet smile. And yet, Grace sister, seems the natural word. Apostrophe, use it. Apostrophe, apostrophe, she said quickly. I am glad to hear it. Call me nothing else. Apostrophe, and yet, sister, then, apostrophe, said Alfred, Marion and I had better have your true and steadfast qualities serving us here, and making us both happier and better. I wouldn't carry them away, to sustain myself, if I could. Apostrophe, apostrophe, coach upon the hilltop. Apostrophe, apostrophe, exclaimed Britain. Time flies, Alfred, apostrophe, said the doctor. Marion had stood apart, with her eyes fixed upon the ground. But, this warning being given, her young lover brought her tenderly to where her sister stood, and gave her into her embrace. I have been telling Grace, dear Marion, apostrophe, he said, that you are her charge, my precious trust at parting. And when I come back and reclaim you, dearest, and the bright prospect of our married life lies stretched before us, it shall be one of our chief pleasures to consult how we can make Grace happy, how we can anticipate her wishes, how we can show our gratitude and love to her, how we can return her something of the debt she will have heaped upon us. Apostrophe, the younger sister had one hand in his, the other rested on her sister's neck. She looked into that sister's eyes, so calm, serene, and cheerful, with a gaze in which affection, admiration, sorrow, wonder, almost veneration, were blended. She looked into that sister's face, as if it were the face of some bright angel. Calm, serene, and cheerful, the face looked back on her, and on her lover. And when the time comes, as it must one day, apostrophe, said Alfred, I wonder it has never come yet, but Grace knows best, for Grace is always right when she will want a friend, to open her whole heart to, and to be to her something, of what she has been to us then, Marion, how faithful we will prove, and what delight to us to know that she, our dear good sister, loves and is loved again, as we would have her. Apostrophe, apostrophe, still the younger sister looked into her eyes, and turned not even towards him. And still those honest eyes looked back, so calm, serene, and cheerful, on herself and on her lover. And when all that is past, and we are old, and living as we must, together close together talking often of old times, apostrophe, said Alfred, these shall be our favorite times among them this day most of all, and telling each other what we thought and felt, and hoped and feared at parting, and how we couldn't bear to say goodbye, apostrophe, coach coming through the wood. Apostrophe, apostrophe, cried Britain. Yes, I am ready, and how we met again, so happily in spite of all, we'll make this day the happiest in all the year, and keep it as a treble birthday. Shall we, dear? Apostrophe, yes. Apostrophe, apostrophe, interposed the elder sister, eagerly, and with a radiant smile. Yes. Alfred, don't linger. There's no time. Say goodbye to Marion. And heaven be with you. Apostrophe, he pressed the younger sister to his heart. Released from his embrace, she again clung to her sister, and her eyes, with the same blended look, again sought those so calm, serene, and cheerful. Farewell, my boy. Apostrophe, apostrophe, said the doctor. To talk about any serious correspondence or serious affections, and engagements and so forth, in such a ha ha ha, you know what I mean why that, of course, would be sheer nonsense. All I can say is, that if you and Marion should continue in the same foolish minds, I shall not object to have you for a son-in-law one of these days. Apostrophe, over the bridge. Apostrophe, apostrophe, cried Britain. Let it come. Apostrophe, apostrophe, said Alfred, wringing the doctor's hand stoutly. Think of me sometimes, my old friend and guardian, as seriously as you can. Adieu, Mr. Snitchy. Farewell, Mr. Cracks. Apostrophe, coming down the road. Apostrophe, apostrophe, cried Britain. A kiss of Clemency Newcome for long acquaintance sake. Shake hands, Britain. Marion, dearest heart, goodbye. Sister Grace, remember. Apostrophe, apostrophe, the quiet household figure, and the face, so beautiful in its serenity, were turned towards him in reply, but Marion's look and attitude remained unchanged. The coach was at the gate. There was a bustle with the luggage. The coach drove away. Marion never moved. He waves his hat to you, my love, apostrophe, said Grace. Your chosen husband, darling. Look. Apostrophe, the younger sister raised her head, and, for a moment, turned it. Then, turning back again, and fully meeting, for the first time, those calm eyes, fell sobbing on her neck. Oh, Grace. God bless you. But I cannot bear to see it, Grace. It breaks my heart. Apostrophe. Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.